Hey, Chris, you're shocked. You're driving, man. Wakey, wakey.
Are you Comedy Dave?
Yes.
Cheddar? The Chris Moyle Show,
National Radio 1. Good morning. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling fit. I'm feeling up for another great day. You know, I woke up this morning, I punched the air and went, yes, today is a great day. Did you?
You said you fell asleep and didn't get up till 5:30.
My girlfriend goes, oh, you have to get up now, can't you just go and stay for like an extra 5 minutes and have a cuddle or something? So I went, oh, yeah, go on then. And half an hour later, I woke up. I'm late! I'm late!
Can't do that, it's dangerous.
I've got to say, to all of you who are listening to me now live, as opposed to the Listen Again feature, I'll be honest, it's easier than I thought, getting up business, but it's still not easy. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. Well, there are wrong ways to do it, which I've worked out. But there's no right way of getting up at 4:30 every morning. The trick is, when your alarm goes off, to flick the duvet off and get out of bed immediately. That's the trick. But it's just, some mornings I'm tired, some mornings I'm not. At the moment, though, I feel absolutely great. And I'm sober.
Which is a bonus.
Yeah, and I got loads of sleep last night, and I'm really looking forward to the show. But this getting up at 4:30 in the morning, Lark, is stuff that. Do you know what I mean? It's just not right.
You just have to get in the shower as quickly as possible.
But it's not right.
Before you fall asleep again.
It's not right. And to all of you who are, you know, if you're on a night shift, right, you know, you're all right, you get to go to bed soon. But for the rest of us, we're up early. It's not right. It's not normal.
Well, we've got to stay here till lunchtime.
Speak for yourself. I've got a guy coming around through the garden at midday, so.
Have you?
Yeah.
You're off at 11:30.
What?
You're off at 11:30.
Well, I don't want to get caught in traffic, so I might leave 10:05. Well, you know, just to make sure I'm back in time, otherwise I'll miss the gardening appointment.
Fix it all right today.
Well, you never know, do you? 6:57, good morning! Ferdinand, take me out on Radio 1. Dom, you know how Jules isn't in the studio yet? If I play the news jingle, will she panic?
Yes, she will.
This is Porter Juliet.
Hello?
See? She was there.
You have to give me
hang on.
Yours after you've used it.
Hello? What's that all about?
It's broken.
Right, so you've got to give Juliet yours after you've used it.
Okay, that makes no sense, thanks.
Do you mean the script?
Your script.
Okay. Have you not got a script?
No.
Is there anything I can do for you? Are
yes,
you all right?
Mend the printer.
Right, I'll do that. Anything else?
Make me a cup of tea.
Right, don't push it, love. That's all I'm saying. All right. So already, at the start of the show, you know that there are printer problems in our news booth. So a news and sport script-sharing bulletin is about to commence. Right?
It's exciting backstage,
isn't
it?
Meanwhile, we'll get ready to play Britney Spears. Red Hot Chili Peppers coming up. Let's get the news and sport. It's now 7 o'clock.
The Army prepares for criticism over its training methods.
And it's the last 16 for Celtic, Liverpool and Newcastle.
BBC.
Newsbeats. A report out later into the deaths of four young soldiers at the Deep Cut Barracks near Camberley is expected to criticise the Army's approach to training. The men died from gunshot wounds, but families don't believe they committed suicide. And earlier investigations already said there's no grounds to prosecute anyone. This is one of the parents involved.
With all the evidence that we have in front of us now, we have no option but to hold a public inquiry into non-combat deaths. You know, we've got Surrey Police backing our call now, saying that there should be a broader inquiry. We've got 200 MPs backing us.
Charities say government plans to beef up protection for children who are vulnerable to abuse won't be effective. The Children's Bill comes after an inquiry into the murder of 8-year-old Victoria Columbier. It wants to see a computerised record for each child in England. Andrew Cousins speaks for social services.
There is the need for additional resources to bridge the gap and also to make sure that the changes are done in a safe and
and secure way so that we don't lose the benefits of the existing systems in the short term.
A 38-year-old man charged with child abduction and having sex with a 14-year-old is due in court in Nottingham later. David Smith was arrested following a search for the teenager who'd been missing from her home for 10 days. Tapes secretly recorded by Princess Diana are going out on TV in America later. In them, she talks about Charles's affair with Camilla Parker Bowles, her struggle with bulimia and suicide attempts. Police in Wales and Essex are warning about a sophisticated new cash point scam that's netting thieves thousands of pounds. Small webcams are hidden in cash machines to record PIN details. Imogen Crump had her card swallowed when someone offered to help her.
While I was talking to him, I noticed someone else down at the machine, so I sort of went over to say, my card's already in there, you can't use the machine. In time to see him getting my card and my £30 and hightailing it out of there.
Jamie Oliver's raised nearly £8,000 for charity by auctioning his scooter on the internet. The 28-year-old put his Aprilia on eBay. The cash goes to his charity, which supports the training of young chefs at his restaurant 15.
It was a pucker night for Britain in the UEFA Cup. Celtic, Liverpool and Newcastle are all through to the fourth round. Gerard Houllier's side saw off Levski Sofia 4-2, 6-2 on aggregate. Alan Shearer helped Newcastle to a 3-1 win over Vålerenga, so 4-2 overall for Sir Bobby.
Anything that was weak or semi-weak is all gone now. You've left just with a touch of class. The draw's going to be interesting, but there's no easy match now.
Celtic lost 1-0 to Pleatsy, but go through 3-1. The draw for the last 16 is at 1 o'clock. Steve Bruce got the perfect response from Birmingham as they beat Middlesbrough 3-1 in the Barclaycard Premiership. They're now seventh in the table after missing out on this weekend's FA Cup quarterfinals.
If you try to analyse this game, then you can understand why us managers get heart problems and blood pressures and hair falls out while you go grey. I suppose that is football. It takes you to extreme heights and takes you to low depths.
And Southampton have been accused of doing to Plymouth what Tottenham did to them 3 years ago, pucker, by taking Paul Sturrock away to become their new manager. Talks have already taken place. All that's left now is compensation to sort out. England's cricketers, they drew their opening match on their tour of the West Indies against Jamaica.
And the weather this morning, cloudy in the south with some rain, sunshine further north, but a few heavy downpours later. Radio Newsbeat is now coming up to 4 minutes past seven.
How are you feeling today, lovely Domenico?
I'm feeling rubbish.
The weather this morning,
England's cricketers, they drew their opening match on their tour of the West Indies against Jamaica.
And the weather this morning, cloudy in the south with some rain, sunshine further north, but a few heavy downpours later. Radio Newsbeat is now coming up to 4 minutes past seven.
How are you feeling today, lovely Domenico?
I'm feeling rubbish.
Well, you've got a sore throat?
I have a bit of a sore throat, yeah.
You should suck on a fisherman's friend.
I did that this morning.
Really?
On the way in.
And how was it?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel great, just my throat feels rubbish.
Right. Julia, how are you feeling?
Better now.
One of you's humming. No.
What do you mean?
Microphone-wise. And the other one?
It's this machine next to me, I think.
Well, if
I
turn my mic... Do you know what? It might... Hang on. It might just be voices in my head. Because I suffer from that every once in a blue moon. Is someone singing in the background that I'm fat?
No.
Right, that's just me then. Happens a lot, but you need to double check these things.
You've got issues.
Huh?
You've got issues.
Well, I've got a bit of a cold and I don't want to be snotting everywhere.
Hey.
Oh, ah.
We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up and we'll get paid much more money.
It's Thursday morning, wake up.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
7:05. Come on, it's going to be a great day today, and then tomorrow's Friday, and then it's the weekend, and we can all get absolutely slaughtered. Now, kind of similar to every other day if you're a radio and DJ, though, do you know what I mean?
Baby, can't you see I'm called
Transfader?
97 to 99 FM, this is BBC Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles, this is Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Blimey, that's shorter than I thought.
Yeah.
I was just in the lavatory, you know, and I heard the record coming to an end, and I thought, blimey, I had to leg it. And here I am, 7:12.
Take a breath.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
So we're talking about getting up early. What?
Stitching.
Talking about getting up early in the morning. Here's the good news for everybody. From Colin the Trucker in Gloucester. Chris, I get up at 4:30 a.m. every morning and have done for the last 3 years. It doesn't get any easier.
Great.
So that's something to look forward to, isn't it?
It must be easier in the summer, though, surely. You know that when the mornings are lighter. That's what I'm looking forward to.
It is easier. I find it easier already.
I've noticed, because I've been getting in later, not on purpose, just because I've been sleeping in and missing alarm calls. Yesterday, when I woke up really late, it was nice and bright when I came in. It was nice novelty, even though I was late. But I'm never late for the show, because we do get into work ridiculously early. In the old days, the tradition used to be the breakfast show presenter would get in. But nowadays, we get in before the show, which is phenomenal. So, people texting in. Chris, loads of people said this. Put your alarm at the bottom of the bed and you'll have to get out of bed to switch it off. See, now, I used to do this, but then I got so used to that, I would get up, switch the alarm off, and then go straight back to bed. I've stood there in the morning and I've gone, don't go back to bed, don't go back to bed, don't go back to bed. Don't go. Well, I'll just get back in for a minute. And I don't know what's wrong with me.
I'm telling you, you just got to get in the shower as soon as. That's the secret.
But I hate my shower. And my shower...
Do you have a bath every morning?
Well, no, not every morning. Well, I used to get up and have a shower.
No, not a funny question. I mean, do you... What am I going to say?
Do I wash every morning?
Yes.
No.
That's what I meant.
Well, I do...
So whenever you wash, you have a bath.
I'll be absolutely honest, right? I'm so lazy. I'm such a lazy person that the hassle of getting into the bath, taking the shower head out, checking the temperature, getting it right, putting it back in, and that it's just too much hassle.
You had a bath this morning.
I'd rather fill the bath, go and have a bowl of Special K, watch BBC News 24, try and get up on the day's current events. I had to say that to make myself sound posh, right? And then get in the bath then. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm very lazy. And some days I go, do you know what, I can't be bothered to have a bath or a shower. I really can't. But I don't want to go to work and I don't want to stink. So I probably spend more time then washing myself in the sink.
What, doing the underarm wash with the flannel?
Yeah, I don't really have a flannel.
Do you not?
No. But it's just, the whole morning getting up, I'm such a night person. I don't get tired. You know this. And the weird thing is, if I go out for a drink, beer sends everyone to sleep, bar me. It wakes me up, it perks me up. I just don't get tired. And you've seen this. We go at the pub, and three hours later, I'm like this. Come on! Who's up for another one? And Dave's, oh, I've got to go, I'm shattered. And I just don't get tired. So what happens is, I know I've got to go up at 4:30, but I find it hard to go to bed before 11:30. Last night, I went to bed at 10:30. Which is phenomenal. Still, by the way, not enough sleep.
You should go to bed at 8.
I know, but I can't do that. That's just ridiculous. Where will my life be? I'd be like yours,
that's
empty.
Quite true, yes.
Alan comes into work and he goes, oh, do you know, I went home yesterday, I got home for 1:30, went to bed. I've just slept for 15 hours.
I do. I spent my whole childhood dreaming of going to bed after 8 o'clock and I don't want to go backwards, do you know what I mean?
It's just the most weird thing. And I know, but, and the good thing is that we can talk about this because 90% of the audience listening have all had to get up this morning. The annoying thing is people go, oh, Chris, I almost feel sorry for you, but then I realise you only worked for a couple of hours. Yeah, hang on a sec. Let me just explain to you what goes on. On a good day, I'm up at 4:30. I get in the car at 5 o'clock. And I'm in work by 5:15. And I'm here till 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and then leave about 12:15. That's my day's work. So don't disagree, oh, well, you're home by 1 o'clock. Yeah, but I've been at work since 5:15 in the morning.
5 to 1 is an 8-hour day.
What do you do before the show? Well, we prepare it. Like what? Well, it doesn't matter. But...
write stuff like this.
This is all scripted and rehearsed. All of this. It's not ad-lib. It's all written.
Yes, it is.
Anyways, there you go. I'm not moaning about it, I'm just saying. Danielle in Norfolk has just texted in saying, Chris, get yourself a baby. Then you'll have no problem getting up. See, now, Dominic has...
He got himself a baby, didn't he?
He's got a newborn.
So he can be better at breakfast.
Old Popper next door, Popper Dom, he's got himself a baby, you know, little crashing. And he... At the moment, his baby's not... How is
Fenton?
Fenton. Good? Feeling better? Lovely. So that's all right, then. But it is just a weird... See, now he goes... He said to Dominic, because he think the baby thing might work, he said to Dominic, what time did you go to bed last night? He goes, I got to sleep about 10, then 11, then 12, then 1, then 2 again. So, No, you're all right. I don't need a baby. But, however, this morning, I'm feeling great. Perky, wide awake, and ready to entertain the nation with some great music and some great laughs. That's right, some great music and some great laughs. I don't know what time they start, though, but sometime later.
After 8, I think, the great laughs.
Right, 7:18 in the morning. Get out of bed, you lazy gets. Thank you. There you go, LMC. You two take me to the clouds above. It's 7:20.
The beautiful sounds of O Mio Babino Caro that play out every morning on Radio 1. Means it's time for another great record. Or maybe not a great record.
Oh, mio bambino caro.
Do you know what...
Oh, mio bambino caro.
Do you know that you say this is like a nice sound to wake everyone up?
Yeah.
I've got the lyrics here. It's not nice. It's not a relaxing song at all.
Yeah, really. We don't understand what the lyrics mean anyway, so...
Well, I do now, and now it upsets me every morning at 7:20.
Yeah, but you've got the English version.
The Italian version looks really romantic. But the English is quite horrible.
Yeah, but, you know, these songs are never the same when you translate them, as Shakira has proved time and time again.
The line before last, oh, God, I would rather die. See?
What, then do Buzz Off?
That's what it says. Oh, God, I would rather die. Daddy, have pity, have pity. There we go, cheerful. Good morning.
It's not that bad.
It's a lot worse.
If it was, my eyes are bleeding and my limbs have fallen off as I shuffle around on my arse cheeks into a pit of despair and deprivation, maybe you'd be right.
Would it sound good in Italian?
I think it would, actually. I think it would sound more romantic.
Yeah, well, you know. Give me the lyrics. Let's have a look at them. It's not that bad.
It's not a happy song.
Look at you. It goes, oh, dear Daddy, I love him. He is so handsome. I want to go to Porta Rosa to buy the ring. Yes, yes, I want to go there. And if my love were in vain, I would... What's wrong with that?
If I can't have him, I would rather die.
That's fair enough, isn't it?
Anyway, 81199, when you've had enough of the following record, and because, you know, I'm worried that a lot of you may be tired this morning, I thought I'd play something up, bright, perky, and then you can dance around your bedroom too. Are you ready?
Yep.
Juliet yawning, or is that a yes?
She is cheering in a wahey kind of style.
Come on! This record is brilliant. Do not text Buzz Off about this, because it's pure class.
Aled Buzz.
No, shut up. No taste. Go away.
Take the National Express when your life's in a mess. It'll make you smile.
them better to do. Don't just sit there feeling stressed. Take a trip.
The National Express.
I love this record.
On the National Express.
Listeners, buzz. No taste this
morning.
Dave.
Dave Buzz.
No! Shut up!
Dave Buzz.
You were put under pressure.
I was just thinking about the timings.
You were put under pressure. That is brilliant. Mm. And for all the people who buzzed in, you're wrong. That's Divine Comedy, National Express, which you can get on the Best of the Divine Comedy, which, by the way, you should buy because it's brilliant. And they were such an underrated band.
It's bizarre because I was just humming that song yesterday as I was walking home. And
were you really?
The reason being that when I walk home, I see all the National Express coaches. And I go...
What a lovely story that was.
There was one to Morecambe yesterday, and then the one behind it was to Grimsby.
Fascinating. Once again, Dave, it's like you improve these great stories.
Mm.
What do you want to go for, Nelly or Christina?
Christina.
OK, fine. 7.27. There we go. A Divine Comedy, National Express. This is Christina, Lil Kim, Can't Hold Us Down, Radio 1.
What am I not supposed to have an opinion? Should I keep quiet just because I'm a woman?
Oh man, I can't tell you how strong Juliet smells. What is it?
Irresistible.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
How much did you spray on? For the whole length of the last record?
Two squirts.
Do you bathe in it?
No.
It smells like Glade.
I'm lost.
You know, the toilet freshener.
It does smell like... It smells like a really nice toilet.
Mm.
It'll settle down in
about... Every time we flush, do you then smell a little bit nicer?
No.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
It's not bleach.
It's more sort of potpourri, isn't it?
No, it's irresistible.
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 And it comes in a pink bottle.
That's what you are. Another target song for our audience there.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
I'm telling you, eh? We're headed for number one in that youth market by singing Nat King Cole, Unforgettable, about deodorant. Oh, Jesus. Right, Black Eyed Peas up next. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 7.31.
And the main news this morning, the Army...
...are up to seventh in the Premiership after beating Middlesbrough at 3-1. Have you got a cough?
Irresistible.
Bovine Zenden was sent off.
And...
It's not bovine.
It's not
Zenden.
Bovine at all, is it?
No.
Buddhawin or
it's
something.
Bovine. It's Bodwine Zenden.
Bovine was for cows.
I didn't say bovine.
Here's the weather. Cloudy in the south with some rain, some sunshine further north, but a few heavy downpours later.
One road travel.
It's Thursday and it's a motorway this morning, the M25 in Surrey. Some delays are likely in both directions because of roadworks. That's happening between Junction 12 and Junction 14.
One road travel. On Radio 1.
It's exactly 7.35.
All I'm saying, Julie, is, you know, I love you very much.
No,
I think you're an excellent broadcaster. I think you're a very brilliant sports journalist, and you've got cracking breasts. But all I'm saying is, when it comes to, you know, spraying yourself, you know, less is more. I think that's the key to it. Less is more.
I told you it was two squirts, and that was it.
5 minutes each spurt. Listen, you're a girl. This is how you're meant to do it.
I'm not doing it again.
You go, you spray the air, and then you walk into it. Mm. That's what ladies do. I've seen them do it in movies, yeah.
I've heard that.
They go, and then they walk into it like that.
That's like taking a shower into it, because it's coming down on your body.
It's body mist.
Yeah.
Whatever. But that's what you're meant to do, and then walk into it. So you delicately smell, that's a lovely smell. And you go, oh, yes, it's me, I'm wearing irresistible. Rather than you spray it next door and everyone who's got in a room with aircon goes, please, what the bloody hell is that? You know, that's what, and it's, you know, it's nice. Less is more.
Quick squirt behind the ears.
It's what we say to Dave, right? Because Dave is a lover of links. You know, each to their own. Mm. And with the thing with Davies, I don't know if you know about Lynx, but it's quite a strong smell, in my humble opinion.
Yes,
although other deodorants and smellies are available. And when Dave sprays it, you do need to be out of the city. You know, not just a room, but away. Because if you get a gob full of that, it's not nice. And what Dave does, he goes, oh, I'm a bit smelly, I'll go and put on some Lynx Africa.
It's my favourite one.
Is it Africa is your favourite?
Yeah.
But you can smell him. You go, what's that smell? What's that smell? And you'll hear him walking in from the other side of the office. Morning! And you go, Dave, what you smell today? Oh, it is a new one. It is Lynx Tiger. Or whatever they are.
I think you'll find that ladies largely find it irresistible.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I have a new smell today. It is Lynx Mediterranean. Because they all have these
all have those sort of, those, you know, names. They keep bringing out different flavours.
Flavours? Not necessarily, if you don't eat them, do you?
Well, is flavour or flavoursome not a word that
smell?
Could
be... Fragrance.
Fragrance.
Scent.
No, not flagrance. That's different. What is flagrance?
Shut up.
You think the vagrance, again...
Well, Dave, you smell nice today.
Well, vagrance could do with some Lynx.
I am wearing Lynx Poppadom. It is a one-week-only offer, but I think it smells nice.
You may mock.
And I do.
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair. Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
7:38.
Ribbit Mama.
So here's the state of play so far in the studio. Dave has his bagel with Marmite on. You've got to be careful what you say about certain products on the air, but with Marmite, I don't think they mind if you say, I personally find the smell disgusting. But Dave loves it. Rachel, are you a Marmite as well?
I am, yes.
All right, and I'm toast, and we've all this coffee and tea on the go in the studio. None of those smells, right, you can make out, because the beautiful smell of Juliet is still... hovering in the studio air.
They've opened their door in there.
Dom said, God, my throat is killing me now. Anyway, so there you go. Ha ha, good morning. Hey, guess what we're doing on Friday, Dave?
What are we doing on Friday, Chris?
Something very exciting. Top of the Pops, live. Friday night, BBC One. The number one... selling artist in the UK for singles in the last 7 days, Peter Andre, well, 7 days before, but you know what I mean?
Mm.
Will be appearing live on Top of the Pops, and I've decided that I will introduce my great mate, Peter.
It's very kind of you to appear on national television in this most humble way.
Hey, I don't think I'm getting paid either.
Really?
No, I think I'm doing it for free. I want a car and booze all night long at the in the bar afterwards, but... And I want a piggyback from Andy Peters. Anyway, and we're going to let some of our listeners come as well, because we're nice, happy, jolly people. After the success of the Twins the other day, we want to meet more of our audience. So here's what we're going to do. We've got three pairs of VIP tickets to Top of the Pops in London tomorrow evening. And here's how you can win them. I'm going to give you a list of some of the artists appearing on tomorrow's show. As soon as you hear us play a record by one of those artists, give us a ring, 08700 100 100. We'll pick a caller at random each time. And them plus a friend can come to the show. Not only will you see the show going out live, Dave,
mm-hmm.
you also get guest list VIP access to the Pops Bar.
Sounds excellent.
Sounds weird. And you can hang out in the studio and watch the dress rehearsals, which is like practicing and stuff. And that's all before the audience come in. So there'll be like a few kind of cameramen on the floor and a few people who work in the office. And you'll see them sound checking, right?
Will they be able to actually meet anybody really impressive and famous?
They will get to meet Peter Andre and Comedy Dave.
Am I going, am I?
Yeah.
Oh, tremendous.
Rachel, are you going?
No.
Why not?
I'll be abroad.
Well, I know you're abroad, and what a sexy broad you are. You're gorgeous.
I'm going to Paris.
Oh, my God! She's beautiful.
Sorry. I'm going to Paris.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Hang on. Whoa, 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 stop. You're going to Paris this weekend?
Yeah.
Who with?
My friend.
What's his name?
I can't tell you.
What's his name?
I'm not telling
not
you.
Not Anthony.
No.
You're going to Paris with a man?
I'm not telling you.
Are we going with a woman? All right, then.
I'm going with my friend Kate from home.
Hubba bobba!
Oh.
Dominic, do you want to come to some of the pops? Do you want to go? Yeah, all right. So you also get to meet Dominic Byrne. Papa Dom. So obviously, as you appreciate now, if you've been listening to the show regularly, we have no money on this show, so you have to pay for yourself to get there. Look, don't be so blooming greedy. We'll get you in. You just got to get yourself to the door. So it's BBC Television Centre. It's near Shepherd's Bush in London tomorrow night. Here are the artists that are going to be on the show that you need to be listening out for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usher. He'll be there. He's good-looking. Ladies like him. Beanie Man. You know, because he sings that song with that girl who wants a man who'll do it in a van.
Mm.
Westlife. And, of course, the legend that is Peter Andre. So as soon as you hear a song played by any one of those artists, give Alan a ring. 08700 100 100. You can be coming to Top of the Pops tomorrow night. Usher, Beanie Man, Westlife, Peter Andre. They're the songs you've got to be listening out for. You can be coming with us to Top of the Pops. Like that?
I thought it was good, yes.
Thank you very much. 7:49 in the morning. This is Travis. Texting in going, oh, hang on a second, where are the artists for the blokes? Westlife, Usher, Beanie Man, Peter Andre, where are the women? Women are in the audience. Have you never watched that show? When Pat Cash, with his big luggy ears, is standing there doing a link, and you get all these, what can only be described, I've got to be honest, as floozies standing around him, hanging out their tops, going, posing like bad Jordans.
Brushing their hair.
You'll be standing with them. That's your prize right there, son.
Hello, my darling. I'm a VIP guest of the show. We'd like to come back to the Pops bar for a drink afterwards.
I've got a lavender.
I'll get you in. It's not a worry. Me and my mate here, we've got a pass each.
Don't we need another pass?
Well, no, we'll just go to the toilet, take the real pass off. I'll walk out with his and mine, and I'll give it to you, and we'll walk in. Be great.
Not that we've ever done that before.
No, I don't think that would work.
We've never done that. We did that gig once, and we got 14 people in. Mm. Two passes.
Exactly.
But it took about an hour, mind. But
worth
it,
though, wasn't it?
Do you think you should have said that? You might have blown it now.
Doesn't matter. Do you know, it was for a Robbie Williams gig at the Hammersmith Apollo, about 1998. Yeah, we were making the gig look more popular.
Exactly, and in those days, he needed all the support he could get. He'd be nothing without us.
Absolutely. I mean, look at him now, living in his house in LA, right? Before he met us, he was living in a hut in Stoke-on-Trent. And now, look at him, the big star that he is. All because of us.
Wow.
I'm telling you. So, Top of the Pops, then, you're listening out for Usher or Beanie Man or Westlife or Peter Andre, and when you hear it, give us a ring. You can be going to Top of the Pops tomorrow night. You and a friend. It's nice.
Nice prize.
That was Travis and Love Will Come Through, which is coming out on the 22nd of March. Beckham's hot. Rachel seems to think that Scott Mills is spreading lies about her on national radio.
Apparently, he said that you two were caught doing something in the car park of TK Maxx in Kidderminster.
Well, go on.
To see what he said. No, well, of course
did
it's
you?
Not true.
Was it on the car park? Was it Burger King?
I'm going to talk
violated.
About this.
Well, just get your own back. Do you know what I mean? We get all our listeners to text Scott later on today at a certain time with a certain phrase or something.
Okay.
So, do you want to do that?
Yes.
All right, so it's Rachel's idea. I can't get into trouble. So, at 3:15 this afternoon, text to Radio 1's number, 81199, text, answer B, Peter Andre, right? And that'll really freak him out, because he'll go, we haven't done a competition. What are you doing? So, text, answer B, Peter Andre, to 81199, at 3:15 this afternoon, and confuse Scott Mills. Which isn't really that hard these days, is it?
It's easy.
7:58 in the morning.
Listen to this. Class from the Charlatans. Love is the key. Great record.
Superb.
Nice to get that on. Right, so you're listening out for tracks from artists who will be on Top of the Pops tomorrow night. Usher, Beanie Man, Westlife, or Peter Andre. 08700 100 100 when you hear one of those. You and a mate can be coming down to Top of the Pops to see us all tomorrow night. Coming up, DK and Epsilon, the old Barcelona record. And Blink-182. Meanwhile, let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 1 minute past eight.
The army prepares for criticism over its training methods.
And it's a good...
Radio Newsbeat, it's now 4 minutes past eight.
I made a list of things I want to talk about today, just to remind myself.
Go on.
That include holidays, personal trainer, new car, Dom sings Elvis. Now, for those of you who haven't heard this feature, Dominic used to be in a band. He was a singer, weren't you?
I was a singer in a band.
And the band were called?
Gutter Star.
That's right. And apparently he was great.
We were quite good.
According to who? Melody Maker or anything?
Melody Maker.
Wow.
Well, they didn't say we were great, to be fair. They said we were a band.
Didn't it say you were the best bit?
They said I was the star in the gutter.
Wow.
Which I don't know if that's a compliment or not, really.
Well, we've all been there.
Yeah. Mm.
So, for those of you who missed Dominic singing the last few days, what you can do, you can always listen again at Radio 1 online. If you go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, click on the Chris Moores pages and you can follow the listen again things, just click on it or something. And you can hear all the show every day. And you can hear yesterday's and the day before and all that. All the shows stay up until the following, so Wednesday or Thursday or wherever it would be. I described that really badly, but you know, all the shows stay up for a week. Is that right?
Something like
that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So currently, the Listen Again feature for Thursday's last Thursday's show.
Yes.
At about 10 past 10, it'll be today's show. Mm-hmm. But Friday will be last Friday's, and Wednesday's will be yesterday's. Does that make sense?
Mm. At 10 past 10 tomorrow, you can hear tomorrow's show.
That's right.
Mm.
Or 10 past 10 today, you can hear all of today's show.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I'll talk about that later on. But you have been singing at the end of the show, but we've been running out of time.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
Would you like to sing again today?
Yeah, I would like to.
Would you like to choose the time so that I can't do the gag of going, we've run out of time?
Just after 9.30.
Just after 9.30?
I'll get my voice in gear.
Okay, before or after car park catchphrase?
It's up to you, Rachel.
After?
Just after. Okay.
Just after car park catchphrase, all okay. Right. Dom sings. There we go.
Brackets in full. Close brackets.
There's no need to write that down. Chris Moyles comes from Leeds, where he watches Leeds United. When they run out on the pitch, young Chrissy gets excited. He's bold and strong and daring, the bravest in the nation. He's not afraid of anything except for relegation. 7 minutes past 8. The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1. So there's a treat for you before you get into your morning. Dominic singing Elvis later, hopefully. Sometimes I feel like I'm in Barcelona. See, anytime I... Yeah. Little Chris got the flow to make your booty go. Little Chris. Take that, rewind it back. Yeah. Little time got the beat to make your booty go. Yeah. Told you my my review of the Ludacris album, which, I mean, I love Ludacris. My review of the album is, track one, I'm great, and everybody else is rubbish. Track two is, let's get down and dirty, lady. Track three is, I'm great and everyone else is rubbish. Track four is, yo, let's get down and dirty, lady. And it's just like that all the way through the album, and it makes me laugh. It's a good album, though.
Oh, you'll have to lend it to me.
I will do, mate. Maybe I'll buy you a copy for your birthday.
Just lend it to me and then I'll do a cassette copy.
No, home taping is killing music.
Oh, right, OK.
You can't do that, right? Anyway, Ludacris featuring Usher. Choose a number for me.
Number three.
Line three. Hello.
Hello.
Well, there's no one on line three.
You sure?
Yeah.
You press the right button.
Yeah. Nothing at all, look at that.
Curious.
I can't hear anything on the phones whatsoever. Well, that's weird. There is a line three there. And it's not fair to go to another one, because I can't hear anything. Can you hear anything?
I can't hear anything on there.
All right.
Hang on a second. See if I can talk to them on pre-fade.
Because it's as if the whole phone system has crashed.
Hello? Well, there's no one there.
No?
There is someone there, but they're not there.
Do you know, can you hear someone breathing in the background there?
No. Do you know why?
What?
These are the... Hello? I don't think there's anything coming through the phone faders at all. So if I go to 4, 5, 17 or 28, there's still no one there. Hello? Line 4? 5? 2? Right, that's a bit of an anti.
This is going to have an adverse effect upon our phone-based feature, isn't it? How are we supposed to do a phone-in with no phones?
Well, I'll tell you what, if I've just said hello and you're on hold, hang on.
You're a winner.
Yeah, congratulations. How bizarre.
And it happens at our peak audience too.
No, I know.
It's supposed to be the highlight of the show.
Now, hang on a sec, right? Allard, come in here. Right, now, the phone says to someone there, right?
Yeah.
So if I take this back now, I can talk to them on through the phone receiver, just no one else will hear me.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Well, do that. I mean, that'd be better than nothing, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Return to hold.
Cinder.
That's what Dominic's singing later, I believe. Return to hold.
Yeah. Yeah.
There. Right. Hello? No. And then what do I press? Now press it again. Do I need to do it again? Oh, no. Where are they?
That one.
Right, see, now I've got the dead tone. What's that there?
The caller.
That's not. Okay. No. Well, anyway, well done to somebody who will be going to Top of the Pops tomorrow.
You should move on. You can give her name out.
I don't know if it was a girl or a boy.
Okay.
That's very sexist of you, by the way.
That's a bit of a damp squid, wasn't it?
Yeah. Tell you what, hang on. There's a way we can get around this, right? Put a voice on.
Okay.
Give me some level. Right, keep going.
Hello.
Keep going. Right, okay.
Hello.
Right. Line 3, hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Jemima.
Hi, Jemima. Where are you from?
Bradford.
Right, well, would you like to go to Top of the Pops tomorrow?
I'd love to. That would be great. Thank you very much.
Well done, you're going.
Whee!
Who are you going to bring with you?
I'm going to bring my sister, Jane.
Jane, that's lovely. Well, I hope you and Jane have a wonderful time at Top of the Pops tomorrow night, and feel free to come up and say hello to Dave.
It'd be great to meet you. Thank you very much.
All right.
My favourite station is Radio 1.
Oh, God bless you. Who's your favourite DJ?
Chris Boyles.
That's me.
Yes.
Right, hang on the line there, and I'll take your details.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, there you go, Dave. She sounded nice.
Didn't she just?
Yeah.
And very, very appreciative, too, of such a great prize that we're offering on
Radio
1.
Well, I'd love to keep talking about this excellent feature, but now I have to move on. So let's just move away from that and pretend it ever, ever, ever happened.
I thought we masked that well.
So do I. I thought the impression you did genuinely sounded like a Jemima.
Thank you very much.
I don't know if there are many Jemimas in Bradford.
There might be.
You know.
I don't know whether it's a popular name in West Yorkshire.
Who knows? Anyway, it's 8:19 in the morning. I'm Scott Mills.
Hello there, the angel from my...
A voice inside my head.
Trying to go for this again?
Once more.
All right, OK. Line 3, hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hey!
Finally.
Who are you?
I'm Jane, and I'm from London.
You know, it's called Jemima, do you?
No, I don't know
Bradford.
Where Jemima from Bradford came from.
No, that's Dave. Well, no, I mean,
it wasn't
that was
me.
Caller, yeah,
it's
that
just
was
a strange caller we had on.
Anyway, Jane, I mean, the excitement and the anticipation has slightly gone from the link, but...
It has a little, but I'm still very excited about seeing Peter Andre. I've got to touch that six-pack.
Really?
Really?
All right, well...
And yours, of course, Chris.
Well, that's more like a party seven, mine, I'm afraid. but well done. You and a friend can come to Top of the Pops tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm at the moment in Shepperton. I've had to pull over because I'm on my way to work and I'm driving, and Alan told me I couldn't drive.
Good. Well, he's very insulting like that to women drivers. So who will you bring?
I don't know. I'm going to see who's the nicest to me over the next, well...
Do us a favour. Bring someone fit, would you?
Of course.
Right, thanks. Because we like that.
Mm.
Right, well, okay. I'll see you tomorrow night at the Pops.
Okay, can't wait.
Right.
See you there.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. See, now it's working. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, what I liked about that is we must have got about 50 text messages from people saying, I was on line 3. My name's Paul.
And other people saying, I'm Jemima and I'm in Bradford. And there's no way of us proving it.
Right, so anyway, we did play Usher, and Usher's going to be on Top of the Pops tomorrow night. You've got also listening out for Westlife, Peter Andre and...
Beanie Man.
So if we play any of those songs, give us a ring, and you might be on the air, you might not, but you could be winning tickets to Top of the Pops. Who knows? I really don't know what's going on this morning.
Going well.
I think so, yeah. Scott Mills. This is Radio 1. Woo! That's a great sound, some Tom Craft and Loneliness. Oh. It's 8:26. And loneliness killed my world. On the screen in front of me, which tells me what songs to play, it says here, Short Link. And then the next record, George Michael, Amazing. Maybe that Short Link won't be as short as they previously planned.
Mid-size link.
Yeah, maybe it's one of those links which just goes on. You never know. So, I'm thinking about getting myself a new personal trainer.
Are you?
Yeah.
What about the new gym that you have, which you've been a member for approximately 6 weeks and have been once?
Yeah, that's kind of the problem there. Mm. So I'm thinking about getting a trainer at the gym to train me, because I think then you've got to pay extra.
Do you?
Yeah. And then that will absolutely definitely mean that I go.
Not necessarily, though, because I know what you're like, because you'll come up with
I won't, because I'm already wasting money as it is.
Yeah, but you had a gym before where you wasted money for approximately 3 years and never went.
The weird thing about this is I joined this gym off my own back. I went, right, I'm going to join it and I'm going to pull my finger out and do some training and stuff. And I haven't really been. But in all this, during this time, the actual chain of gym that I've signed up to, right, obviously don't realise that I've joined. And they keep saying, oh, you should come and join one of our gyms. And they keep sending all these little things to try and tempt me to join one of their gyms. I'm already bloody joined. They don't realise they're getting money out of me on a daily basis and I'm not even going.
That's just daft.
Yes, Alan?
Do you get a fit trainer or a not fit trainer? You know, like good looking. What would you do? What kind of... Did you want to have someone who is very attractive, or would it be really embarrassing when you're sweating like a pig and running around?
Yeah, right. Less of the pig.
No, not you personally, but
I don't really care. Just someone who's you know, nice and normal and not too, you know, meaty. I wouldn't mind Jet from Gladiators. Mm.
Diane Newdale is her name.
She's in Maxim this issue. Yeah. She looks great.
And she's probably quite good at training.
Yeah, well, this is it. I'd train with her.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a problem. Jet. Woo. I think that'd be fine.
Yeah.
If you're listening, my darling, give us a ring. You know, maybe we can.
You could have
together.
Like a gladiator name as well, like Pork Pie or something.
Well, I don't used to be kind of like, you know, Tiger and, you know, Ranger. I'd be Lager if I was going to be a gladiator.
Hippo.
Or Larger, maybe. I don't know. Not Hippo, I don't think, no. Can I just say now, it's 8:29. This record is 4 minutes long. Now, they don't want me to be late for the news, so I will be bang on for the news at 8:30, which means you only get another minute of this record. Great. There you go, that's George Michael. BBC.
Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Right, let's get some news from Dominic. It's exactly 8:30.
The army is getting ready for the final one, and it's now 8:34.
George Michael. Why is that, George?
I think it's amazing.
Amazing.
The way that love can set you free. So now I walk in the midday sun. I never thought that my Savior would come. I think it's amazing. I think you're amazing.
Someone just texted in and said, what about Liverpool?
They won.
There you go.
That'll be more comprehensive sports.
9:30.
That Owen goal was a cracker last night.
Hadn't scored for a long time.
Cracking goal, though. There you go.
Celtic lost.
That's my review. Did they?
Yeah, but they
went through, though, didn't they? 3-1.
Someone's just texted me in saying, you don't need a personal trainer. I'll give you the number for a boxing guy that I go to. Ex-army. Very scary, but he gets you fit. Now, I don't know
we
about
that. We tried
that
once before, didn't we?
We had a couple of army guys come and train us. When we had a girl called Jane, Gym Lady Jane, and she was leaving, so we did Gym Idol to find a trainer to replace Jane. And she got various people in, and she got an army guy and his mate. And he was doing all the, come on, get up, get running, come on, get up, rah, rah, rah. And he was a right pain in the arse.
He was a bit like Tackleberry off Police Academy.
And he was just going out, and I'm like, mate, seriously, do you know what? This might work in the army and stuff, but for us, we're all grown-up adults, and we really don't need to shout at us. What's wrong with you, Miles? Come on, get moving. No, seriously, don't shout at me. It's really early in the morning, and I don't need it. What kind of human or a mouse? Seriously, mate, honestly, I'll go over and sit on the wall and spark up a fag. It's really no skin off my nose. Come on, I'm trying to train you. This is what you need. None of this pussing around. You need to be a man. Oh, gee, seriously, mate, I'll give you a kick in the balls, and I'll run off. That'll be my fitness training for the day. Anyway, we didn't really gel with him, did we?
He's a pain in the ass, wasn't he?
Yeah, he didn't really, you know. Once I started saying stuff, and then everyone else, we all started taking a mickey out of him. Mm. Come on, faster, faster. He'd say faster, faster, we'd all get slower and slower. And he had us, like, running around in circles, touching the ground and jumping up in the air, and I'm like, we just look like pillocks. You know what I mean? We just look ridiculous.
Did he talk like that all the time?
Yeah. Shout.
What's wrong with you? Come on, man. Horrible little
that wouldn't
man.
Do your head in it.
What's wrong with you? Stop shouting. What's, you know, something to lose weight, not get me angry. Well, when you go, when you do what I do, shut up. Try playing records every morning. That's hard. You know what I mean? Well, there's your fitness regime right there,
son. You've got to queue them up and know when they finish.
I'm in the army, son. I've been cleaning boots for years. I know how to kill.
Really?
Yeah, you don't know how to talk quietly, though, do you, son? Gravelly voice. Rah, 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 rah. Shut up. Anyway, if it had been... I say, I don't have a problem with you know, being trained. Someone who trains the army training you, you're going to get fit.
Yeah.
And if it had gone, I'll just run round there. You can do that faster. I'd have been all right. He'd have got the job, probably. Do you know what I mean? Because you know you're going to get a fair workout, a really hard workout. It's just that shouting business. What's that all about? I'm going to pay you to shout at me.
Tell you need a
PE... My girlfriend does that for free.
A PE teacher, they'd be good. Because they wouldn't shout too much because they scare kids, but they'd be very fit and get you motivated. Or dancing, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, but then if you ever forgot, you know, your gym gear, they'd make you do it in your underpants.
Oh, that's true. That's not a good look, is it?
Not really.
Get busy with the fizzy. Insaniaism. Radio 1 Posse. I want to see you shake your booty with a significant degree of confidence. Be like Bjorn. Be like Bjorn. Oh, yes. That's right. Friday night and the lights will go. Hang with Chris at the breakfast show.
Morning.
Little bit of fresh flavour. I'm gonna make you dance. We're in the mood for some trance. And when you get the chance, there's your queen. 17. It's not 18, but it's legal. Dancing queen. Feel the meat from a tangerine. It up to the max. We're like a train to your brain, laying down minty fresh tracks. We'll always rock to the rhythm. Get down with the floor. We're bigger than the Beatles. You do it, Darius. Yes, that's right. I'm as serious as Exmo when I'm playing on my decks. Huh. Dancing queen. She's beautiful. Really beautiful. Thank you. I love your English face.
They are Moped, the scooter tribute band from Battenberg in Germany, and that's another exclusive fresh flavour version of Dancing Queen. Like it?
Love it.
Good. This is BBC Radio 1. It's Thursday morning. Hello! It's 20 to 9.
We go where we like. We got overtime. I want to
Beanie Man and Miss Thing. She's a classy girl, isn't she? I wanna do it all the time, it's the fan. I got back in time, but it feels like a man. Yeah, hussy. You know what I mean? I'm that type of woman, I must admit, though. It's the line, I want to do it, who will do me.
Well, that's what it sounds like. And I didn't think that girls were into kind of doing it in transit vans and Vauxhall Astra Maxes.
Well, no, I mean, you get a nice Range Rover or something. Well, they might be interested, but... Mind you, let's not start going down that road in the current state of affairs.
Absolutely. 8:47.
Katie Pierce in Bromley, you're going to Top of the Pops tomorrow night. Woohoo! Congratulations. We would have put you on the air, but we didn't want to risk it for obvious reasons. TV's Think coming up at 9 with my good friend, Comedy Dave.
Good morning.
I just want to talk about this Listen Again feature again, because it is good. Listen again. If you miss any of the show any morning, from about 10 past 10 or something, it goes on the website on our Listen Again feature, and you can listen to the whole show again. So if you get up at 8 every morning, your radio goes off at 8 o'clock, we start at 7, and you get into work, you can listen to the first hour, 7 till 8.
A lot of people we know do that, actually, don't they? Because they can't be asked to get up first thing, so they listen to the show in sort of reverse order.
So, the feature's proven quite popular. We're currently the second most listened again show after Radio 4's The Archers, which I like. But we'd like to beat The Archers. So, rather than kind of trying to hide that, we thought we'd just tell the truth. So we want loads of people to log on to the website and click on the Listen Again feature. Gets the figures up and gets us in number one against The Archers.
It's not a dirty tricks campaign against The Archers, it's just a way of promoting what we feel is a very good interactive feature.
So from about 10 past 10, you get to listen to the show again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hear all the bits that you've missed. Now, we're going to do a competition for people who are listening again. So the time now is 8:49, Thursday morning. So if you're listening live, don't really worry about this. However, if you're listening on Listen Again, this is a competition just for you. Might be Thursday lunchtime, might be Thursday night. Right?
It's something special. It's a bit like Chris Moyle's Extra, isn't it?
Yeah. So, this bit of the show now, we're going to give you something on Listen Again that the live listeners are not going to hear. Rachel is going to read out a special mystery word. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I said, live now... you won't hear it. If you're listening on the internet, on the Listen Again feature, the show will pause for a second, and you will hear a word read out by the lovely Rachel. When you hear the word, email it straight away, along with your name and address and your phone number, to chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. If you've got the Radio 1 website open, you just click on Chris Moyles and it'll send it. So chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. And do you know what you can win, Dave?
What can you win, Chris?
One of our very exclusive Chris Moyles Saviour of Breakfast Radio mugs.
Wow.
That's right. No expense spent.
They're nice mugs, actually.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So click on the Radio 1 website, click on me, and then go to Listen Again, and you'll hear this link again. Or if you're listening for the first time, it's very confusing. Mm. But I think you all know what I'm saying. So, here it is then. Today's word is... thank you. So, as I said, live, you just heard a gap. But if you're listening again, you will have heard the word. Now you want to email your name, address and phone number to chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. And you could win a mug. When do we need them to get in by? Because you can listen again for a week.
I was thinking we can do it week long.
Really?
Could we? No, let's just do it
for
today.
Have we got enough mugs for that?
Let's just do it for today.
Okay. So 10 to 9 tomorrow morning, we read out the name.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this any time after Friday the 5th...
Yeah.
Online.
Yeah, don't bother.
It's too late.
It's too late.
I think it's great.
How ironic. We haven't done it yet, but for some people listening, it will be too late.
But we might do it on other days.
Because somebody might be listening to this Tuesday night. How freaky is
it's
that?
It's quite clever, this, isn't it? It's a bit like Back to the Future.
But that might mean that they have to listen to another show to hear another word if we decide to do it.
But hang on, by Tuesday night, you never know what might have happened. I might have taken a week off.
We might have been sacked.
Oh, don't say that. Anyway, the website is www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Right?
Lovely.
Good.
Radio 1, live in Miami.
Maybe tomorrow. Hello? It's Stuart here, not from Stereophonics. You may remember me, I used to play the drums, I was at the back of the group, innit? I had big curly hair, and I look really funny. Anyway, I'm not in the band now, so bye.
Morning, Stuart, if you're listening.
Why don't we get him on our show? You know, A, he'll be available. B, could do with the work.
Mm-hmm.
C, he's a nice bloke. Hello, Stuart here from the Stereophonics, but I'm not really anymore. We all agreed that I wouldn't be in the band anymore. Don't really know why. All a bit weird, really. I'm a blooming great drummer as well. I can do my arms and my feet at the same time. And never get confused. Confused? Hello, dear.
What was that? Confusing accents going on.
I'm losing it ever so slightly. Right, so, here's my list of things I want to talk about. I kind of talked about the personal trainer thing, but I didn't really finish it. Should I get a personal trainer or not, yes or no?
Yes.
No.
Dominic? I have no idea. Dominic mouths stuff through the glass.
Just
what?
Say yes.
I told you to get a PE teacher, it's cheaper.
Yeah, but that's just stupid. Who else is in there? Is Jules in there?
Yeah.
Jules, do I get a personal trainer or not? No. Okay. Well, I don't know what that means.
I think it's a waste of money for you.
Really?
Yeah.
It'll make you do it.
But I just need to start training, and then once I'm in the routine, I'll be all right. That's all I need.
You need
to
some
do.
Willpower, though. You need to want to do it, and I don't think you do at the moment.
I'll tell you what it is, right? Like, I'll go home today, and the gardener's coming around at midday. Oh, blimey, tedious link. Oh, right. And by the time I get the gardener set up and I've made him a cup of tea, because I don't blooming work without one, right? It'll be like 12:30, 12:45, and I can't be bothered then. I've been up since 4:30. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, stop, we'll talk about this later.
Okay.
Tedious link. How do you get to today's tedious link from yesterday's tedious All Saints Never Ever?
Former All Saint Natalie Appleton is married to Liam Howlett. If you remove the first letter of the word Howlett, you get Owlett, which is a term for a baby owl. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea green boat. Boat rhymes with goat, which is an animal capable of making cheese, and in that respect shares something in common with a cow. Cows is a place on the Isle of Wight. Wight is a colour frequently worn by dental hygienists. Dental hygienists are in the business of teeth. Teeth are a part of the body that you brush, the other part, of course, being your hair. A hair of a different type is very similar to a rabbit. Rabbits eat carrots. Carrots are orange, as is a clementine. Clementine was a hit for Mark Owen. Mark Owen shares the same surname as Michael Owen, and Michael Owen has just become the proud father of a baby girl.
Aww.
And I would imagine that when he's walking around with his newborn daughter, passers-by would probably look in the pram and say, oh, what a sweet child. And I would imagine, perhaps, that Michael's response would be something like, thank you, yes, she's a sweet child of mine.
No,
which brings us to this morning's tedious link track.
Say that.
It is Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
You know, technically, David, Sweet Child O' Mine.
I know, but it doesn't really fit with the link.
Fair enough.
8:59.
Is it the full album version?
It is indeed.
Fantastic. Play this very, very, very loud. Guns N' Roses on Radio 1. Brilliant. Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child O' Mine. Excellent record.
Thank you very much.
Rachel, look at Dave's face. He's got a face of... Don't talk to me about the link. Was it a seamless link, Dave?
I think so, yes.
There was a massive reaction to it, I must admit.
Well, I said they probably just liked the record.
What was the general strand of things that people were saying, Rachel?
Something to do with goats and cheese. And the fact that you said that they're capable of making cheese. I think you'll find that goats can't actually make cheese. Dave, you're wrong.
Now, what I meant by that...
Goodbye. By the way, I know you think you're in the car, or you're in your bedroom, or you're in an office, or you're in the living room or the kitchen, and you don't think anyone can see you, but we know for a fact that you, that's you listening to the radio now, were doing air guitar to that song. We know. We just know. The weird thing is, I did air guitar and air drums with Dominic through the glass in the other studio.
I did pen drums.
You always do pen drums. Mm. Whereas Rachel went, hey, look at you, we all look so stupid. Yes, you did. You didn't do it.
I was just smiling to myself.
Would you like to do air guitar now?
No.
You wouldn't sing for me the other day, no. So I'd at least do air guitar.
No.
No one who's going to see you.
You will. I'm not doing it.
Ready? No. Go. I'll show you how to do air guitar. It's a skill. Okay.
Chris, it doesn't just, work on the radio. Just, people can't course see you it, doing it.
People will do play along at home.
Theatre of the mind, Rachel.
All right, let me just plug it in. Okay, all right.
Headphones.
Let me just, right, John, I'm just tuning up.
Do you want some air drums as well while you do it?
Well, hang on a second. They won't be necessary at first.
Okay.
Right, are you ready, Rach? Tell me when.
Go on, then. I don't think he plays it like that.
He would if I taught him. Drums, get ready, Dave. Air drums. I'm now out of breath there. Who needs a personal trainer?
There you go.
Woo-hoo!
Air music, that's the way forward.
I'm telling you. Oh, I've got a stitch. Hang on. I'm all right now, it's okay. Don't worry. What?
Car park catchphrase.
We're doing air guitar! Car park catchphrase. You tell them then, I'm not bothered.
If you want to play car park catchphrase, the lines are now open. 0800 100 100.
Oh, hang on.
Look, that's somebody phoning
me. Who's ringing you?
You have to have a car and be in a car park.
Hello? Yeah?
Oh, dear. It's Rachel.
I'll bring you back.
Who's Rachel? Dave, who's Rachel? Dave, who's Rachel?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Who's Rachel?
I thought they said Rita.
Was it Rachel?
Yes.
Yeah, who's Rachel?
She's...
Would you like to talk about this? Who's Rachel?
I thought I was the only Rachel.
Well, you were the only Rachel.
I can predict what that phone call was.
Yes.
You were having an affair.
No.
Right at the beginning of an affair with a girl called Rachel.
Incorrect.
She doesn't know you're Dave off the radio. Mm. Therefore, she was ringing you at 9:10. Mm. You told her that you're a stuntman.
Yeah.
Working in the movies.
That's right.
And a close relative of Lee Majors, who was the fall guy. Am I right?
You're almost right, yeah.
Oh.
Blimey, rumbled on national radio.
Is it
radio.
Something to do with a...
Yes.
Right, I thought so. Yeah. Right, okay. Why don't you ring him back now?
I'll ring about later.
Eh?
I'll apologise for being so, curt.
No, I wouldn't. You've never been curt. You've always been David Myers.
Is that the right word, curt?
Ring it back.
No, I won't ring her now.
Come on.
No. This isn't entertaining. People don't want to know about my private
I think they
life.
Do.
I don't think they do.
I think people think you really wanted someone to ring because you left your phone on.
No, that's not true at all. It was just an oversight on my part and something that is...
I don't know if it's Rachel. Just checking. Is it 6 o'clock tonight at the clock tower with the carnation?
It's 9:10.
You're going to give Rachel a ring back?
I'll call her in a minute.
All right, call her now.
In a minute.
No, the record's stop playing now. Call her now.
Thank you, Jamelia.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. The fights, those nights, I tried to... It's the UK's number one song, and it's all our fault. Peter Andre, Mysterious Girl. Hello, line 7.
Hello.
Who are you?
It's Cara.
Cara?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Where are you from?
Whitley Bay.
Oh, Whitley Bay. Hey, Scotty, Whitley Bay, son.
Whitley Bay, yeah.
That's where Scott's from.
Is it?
Hmm. There you go. I went there with a school years ago. And I could see the roller coaster in the theme park from a window.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone now.
I know, I think, yeah, Scott fills me in on all the Whitley Bay news.
We went there to a wedding as well not so long ago in Tynemouth, which is just down the road.
Oh, very nice, yes.
Right, do you want to come to Top of the Pops tomorrow then?
I would love to, yes.
Well, you are going.
Marvellous.
I can't pay for your travel because we're tight.
That's all right.
But we'll get you a drink at the free bar.
Okay, great.
Right, I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, then, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go.
Another winner on Radio 1.
Someone said text in, and Rachel actually suggests this as well. Why don't I get Jade as my personal trainer? I want a trainer, you know, where I want to turn up.
Yeah.
You know, she'd drive you to drink, that woman.
It's got to be some incentive, hasn't there?
Yeah. Rachel was going, why don't we do it together and then we can talk about it under here? Yes, she did. Don't roll your eyes at me like some drunk lady with a bag.
I'm trying to encourage you.
Well, no, I think you're right. I'm thinking I've just got to sort this training business out.
I still think you'd be better off with Jet.
Ooh. It was a hit for Paul McCartney and Wings. Doesn't matter. Well, yeah, what, Diane, was it Udale?
Udale, I think, formerly Jet of Gladiators fame.
Yeah, she was fit.
She was fit. I always thought she was the best looking of all of them.
She'd kill you, though, do you know what I mean? She'd have a cuddle on the couch with her and she'd break your spine.
But she, I don't know, she had something about her.
Yeah, she was fit.
Hmm.
Well, I just need someone to kind of kick-start my training, that's all it is. Because I'm just getting bigger and bigger. No, I was talking to my mate about this yesterday, and I've thoroughly enjoyed putting all my weight back on. It's absolutely been brilliant. It's hard work, you know.
It's a bit like an old friend coming back to visit.
Pizzas, Chinese, right, curry, KFC, everything. You've got to put the effort in if you want to pile on the pounds. It's not easy.
So are you back to your best, you know, your fighting weight?
No.
Of yesteryear?
No, no, I'm still smaller than when I first joined Radio 1. By about stone, but I've put on about 2 stone in the last year.
Have you?
Not great, I'll admit, but you know, I'm going to get back down to that original northeast the Great North Run weight. I don't know if I'll get there, but that's the plan. No, I will get there. I know I will.
You need a target, don't you? I think something to aim for.
Well, you know, we've got the summer coming up. You know, I want to be laid out on the beach at Filey, looking good. You know.
Not looking for 9:20.
Not looking for what?
I wasn't going to say what I was going to say. Really? Well, I was going to say it, but then I decided not to say it, so I wasn't.
Did you actually have a thought? It felt to me like you just your brain just.
It was kind of a bit of a comedy cul-de-sac,
right? So you know, that's what I need to do. Someone says, get Kyle's trainer from Footballer's Wives. I watched that last night, yeah. She's well fit, isn't she? She's the girl from As If. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I only saw the bit when they got up to the wedding, and then I fell asleep.
Oh, no, it's not.
Good happened.
He snogged her in the car, and then they went for a swim in his pool.
Oh.
And they had a hot embrace. Rawr. She had to go swimming in her bra and knick-knicks, because she obviously didn't bring a cosy to a wedding. Why would you? Unless it was at the baths. What kind of a wedding would that be? Unless it was Duncan Goodhue or something.
I always take a cosy if I'm staying in a hotel, though, just in case they've got a pool.
Do you really?
Hmm.
The swimming costume.
Yeah.
Do you know, I did this the other day. Sophie and I went away for the weekend, as I bored you already with. We went to Luxembourg, and because there is nothing to do in Luxembourg, and we always, you know, every time we check into a hotel, right, the girls with us, be it our partners or people we work with, go, oh, there's a swimming pool and there's all that. And I'm like, yeah, but there's a bar. Why do you want to go for a swim when you can sit in the hotel bar? I've never understood it. So anyway, we did it because there's nothing else to do. And I did the sauna and the steam room and all that. There's an attractive sight. Me, right, in my skimpies, coming out of the sauna all red and sweaty and then having a shower and plunging into the pool.
Kind of like UK sumo.
I jump in the pool, all the water jumps out again. And they give you a little, because it was quite a posh hotel, and they give you they give you the towels and everything, they give you a dressing gown to wear. Right? Which on everyone else looks lovely. Couldn't even fasten it. Walking around like a fat David Hasselhoff, right? Everything on show. Not a good look. I've got to be honest. So this is why I've got to sort it out.
Do they not have bigger dressing gowns for the fuller figure?
Well, you'd have thought. She gave me the same size as she gave Sophie.
Well, that's never going to work.
Do you know what I mean? She's tiny. But anyway, and I don't really understand the whole sauna steam room thing. The steam room I don't get at all. Because all the hot air rises and it just condensation on the roof of the room and it hot boiling condensation drips down on you.
You get that in your bathroom anyway with your condensation.
No, it's fine.
Oh, is it all right? You get that fixed.
But I I'm in the sauna like this going, it's hot, isn't it? Oh, I tell you. I had to take my jumper off. It was boiling in there. And I'm there going, what's the point of this? And Sophie's going, oh, it gets rid of all the impurities in your skin. It's not the impurities. Can I not, like, sweat half a stone off or something? I don't think it works like that. What's the point? Anyway, and then you go in for a swim, and then you go back in the sauna, and then it's bizarre. I mean, I enjoyed it. But apparently it's pampering yourself, so I believe, and relaxing and
cleansing as well, the
people
whole
do this for
thing.
The whole weekend. They go to health farms and they just sit in saunas and swim all week. What's the point of that?
They don't normally have bars in health farms, though, either, do they? Yeah. You know, which means when you've had a busy day sweating it all out, you need something to do in the evening.
You need a pint.
Yeah.
You know, I always used to find, you go to the gym, you work out for a good hour and a half, or, you know, 45 minutes and a slow shower, and then you go, and you feel, you know, revitalised and invigorated, and you need a pint. Or fish and chips. Fish and chips taste so good after you've been to the gym. Alan, have you ever had that?
Yeah, big
stuff. They taste so good. Yeah. A nice fish and chip butty in a bread cake, that's what you need.
The thing is, though, if you've been to the gym and done lots of exercise, you can eat stuff like that, but in moderation.
You really are. You're so heading to that Little Britain sketch, aren't you? It's half the calories, so because it's half, you can eat twice as much.
You can if it's low-fat.
Well, there you go. Are you allowed to have two low-fat desserts?
Depends what they are.
There you go, you see? Big Mac, large fries and a Diet Coke, please. It's 9:25 at a very good point. Someone texted in. Lots of people are saying, oh, why don't you do this? And why don't you lose weight for charity? And why don't you do this? Why don't you go on the Atkins diet? And someone texted in and went, forget about your diet, Chris, and the training. I don't really care. I want to know about Dave's mystery phone call woman. So what's the story there?
There's nothing exciting or underhand in any way. It's all above board.
You're going to tell us about it then?
No.
Right, fine. Finger trouble, actually.
Really? 9:26.
Shut up. Somebody texted in saying, Miles, I'm a trainer in London. I'll train you and the team for free. Or maybe for a record bag or something.
That's not a bad deal, though, is it?
Oh,
I mean, we had that
right.
trainer before. I mean, she used to cost a fortune.
How do you blooming know?
Well, we had her on expenses, but...
I used to pay a fortune and you tagged along.
That's not true.
It is true.
It's an outrageous slur.
How many times did you ever give her any of your own money?
Never.
Well, there you go. Who do you think was paying her?
No, but you weren't...
I was!
You were paying for your... No, let's not go down this route.
Yeah, let's not go down that route.
Mm.
Huh? Short arms and long pockets, you, Dave.
It's not true. I didn't really need a trainer anyway. I was only going to keep
you... You give a door a bang, you're so tight, you.
I'm going to keep you company anyway.
And you went and I showed you up because of my fantastic $6 million man-like running skills. Huh? You're out of breath. You don't need to put your trainers on. One. You can run a bath. And other great lines.
News time.
Oh, what a surprise you're going to say that. Your get-out clause.
No, I just want the show to progress.
Right, down to up next. Let's get some news and sport. It's 9:30.
The army prepares for criticism over its training methods. And it's now 9:34.
One of the text messages are just coming in, proving a point that I've just mentioned before the news.
Go on.
And it says, can Dave stop telling the time at the end of every sentence? It's very, very annoying. What do you say to that, Dave?
It's Tuesday. No, it's not Thursday.
Once again, right, let's do it again. Right, Dave? Can Dave stop telling the time at the end of every sentence? It's very annoying. What do you say to that, Dave?
It's 9:34.
There you go! Bingo!
Chris Miles knows the stars. He knows Dale and Anton Deck. And Vernon, Tess and Richard. And Will and Gareth Gates. And Robin, Abbott, Liam, Nolan, Lulu. Roy Walker and Davina. But he's never met Des Lynam.
You must feel very stupid right now, Dave. Tell us about it.
Well, I saw the T for Thursday and thought Tuesday, so I said Tuesday when it's actually Thursday.
But also the gag of the fact that he was annoyed that you keep telling the time and you went to tell the day.
I thought that'd be too obvious.
Right.
See? Thinking outside the box.
Yeah. So instead you went for a gag which didn't work at all?
No. I mean, in retrospect, I probably would have been better to say the time at the end of there.
Is it true you're script writing Scott Mills this week?
It's 9:35.
Check it out. Yeah. J-Lo. J-Lo. Yeah, yeah. Please go. For that Darkness Lovers Only Feeling comes out the 22nd of March. Coming up to 9:42. Joe Wiley here at 10 o'clock this morning. Hi, welcome along. Joe Wiley here. You would, wouldn't you? Mark and Larder here at 1 o'clock. Enjoy them while you can. They're legends. Mark and Mark today from 1 o'clock. Coxie's having a well-earned break. Well, she's done 2 weeks in a row without a day off, so Scott Mills is filling in for her. And in case you don't know the new news, Scott Mills is now funny. Now, today from 3 o'clock. I'm only saying that because he's been saying things about Rachel, making up malicious, scurrilous lies. You know, I like Scott. Scott and I get on very, very well. We're very similar. You know, we're DJs.
Is he your special friend?
What do you mean by that?
Simple question.
Is he your favourite?
Out of all my friends?
Yeah.
No.
Is he your favourite Radio 1 DJ?
At the moment, yes. Next question.
Aww.
No, he is. Honestly, it's my favourite show at the moment, Scott's show.
What do you drink when you go out with him?
Do you know, we haven't really been out for ages because he's a big yellow belly and he never goes out for a drink anymore.
Wasn't he... Didn't he come out with us in Southampton?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, but Chris went home early. He couldn't stand the pace.
Oh, yeah.
I was too blown away by the luxuriousness of Jumping Jacks in Southampton.
So me and Dave were left to look after Scott.
You and Dave were left to dance on stage, weren't you?
I wasn't dancing.
Weren't you doing the cha-cha slide?
No, I was not.
What were you doing?
I wasn't doing that. I wasn't doing anything.
You're doing something else?
I don't know.
Rachel doesn't remember what she was doing on stage.
I do remember.
But I have photo evidence.
Catchphrase time.
Oh, do you want me to move on?
Yes.
Tell the time, Dave.
It's 9:43.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, car park fans. Welcome to Car Park Catchphrase. Welcome, Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, it's going to be another great game. Let's get into it. Roy, who are our contestants today?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Good morning, Chris. My name's Aidan. I'm from Bognor Regis.
Hey! What a lovely, lovely part of the world to live in.
If you say so.
It's not as nice as, you know, Hawaii or Miami or Middlesbrough, but it's lovely. What do you do, Aidan?
I'm a delivery driver.
What do you deliver?
Compost and plant pots and things to do with your gardens.
Ooh, do you smell?
No, but the van does.
Right, okay, fair enough. Is that just a work vehicle or do you use it at night times and weekends?
No, it's just a company vehicle.
Right, okay.
I've got my own car as well, thankfully.
So I'm sure your missus wouldn't fancy going to the theatre in that.
No, not quite. I wouldn't have thought so.
All right, where are you parked?
I'm parked just off the A36 near Salisbury.
I know it very well.
Really?
Yes, it goes to Salisbury, doesn't it, the A36?
Amongst other places, yeah.
Right, well, yeah, of course. Right, wind your window down, let's hear your horn.
Here we go.
Well, that's rubbish. Is your window down?
My window is right down.
Well, let's hear it again. That's pathetic. Mm. That's an awful horn.
Well, what can you say about these new transits? They're pretty rubbish.
They're the backbone
of Britain. I wouldn't agree. I would say that transit vans are excellent vans, but other vans are also available. Right, stay on their line, mate.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris. I'm Sharon from Ashford.
Hey! All right, Sharon.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Oh, you're sweet.
I know I am. So are you. What do you do?
I'm fine.
What do you do, Sharon?
I'm a housewife. I stay at home.
You're not a housewife.
I am.
You're a domestic engineer.
And a slave, and a driver, and a taxi, and everything else, yeah, and a cleaner, and a scrubber, everything, really.
Oh, don't say you're a scrubber. That gives the wrong impression.
When I do the toilet.
Well, whatever floats your boat, love. Are you a mum?
Of three, yes.
Of three?
Yes.
How old are you?
29.
God, you little hussy.
I know.
Good Lord. Hey, how many power cuts have you had down there?
Quite a few.
I bet you have. And so what does your fella do?
He works for Barwick Retail. He's in Oxford Street at the moment.
Oh, is he really?
He was there the other week when you was going looking for that sad CD.
Well, I went looking for the what? Oh,
the sad, whatever it is. I don't even want to know what it's called.
Mysterious Girl, it's the UK's
That's
number
the one.
One.
Oh, don't.
No, you love it. You got to love it.
Oh, it's pathetic.
All right, so are you in your car?
Yep.
What are you in?
A Fiat Punto.
Very nice. Where are you parked?
Tesco Car Park, Park Farm.
Love it. Right, let's hear your horn. Now, that's a horn. That's a proper horn. Aiden, did you hear that?
Oh, I did indeed.
Let's hear yours again. And now yours, Sharon. See, now that's better. So much better. I'm going to have to struggle to even hear, Aiden.
I'm good. You want to win then?
Yeah, I think you could do. Aiden, are you ready?
Oh, I'm indeed ready, Chris.
Sharon, are you ready?
Yeah.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catch Frizz.
Best of three, good luck. By the way, I'd like to remind listeners, you're just moments away from Dominic Byrne singing live on Radio 1. Coming up. Right, here we go then. I see on my screen here, Mr. Fish is taking his son Michael to visit his grandmother. She gets a bit bored sitting in her chair all day, so Michael's decided to cheer her up by teaching her some tricks. Yes, Sharon?
Can't teach an old dog new tricks.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
Yeah, implying there that Mr. Fish's grandmother is a dog. not really nice there, but...
Smart bin.
Well, yeah.
You never know.
Well, this particular trick that he's doing seems to involve eggs, which she has to suck. Yeah, was that Aiden?
It was indeed.
Well, yes, Aiden?
Can't teach your grandmother to suck eggs.
Can't teach your grandmother to suck eggs.
You're right!
Oh, well in, Aiden. Nicely stolen. I bet you feel stupid now, Sharon, don't you?
No.
Oh, okay, fair enough then. Can't argue with that then.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is out with the local council people. He appeared to be removing some unsightly graffiti from the local area. Looks like there's some writing on the wall. Yeah, definitely. Aiden?
The writing's on the wall?
The writing's on the wall!
You're a winner! You're right!
Sharon, what happened?
I've never heard of that one.
You mean not? The writing's on the wall?
No. I'm obviously too young.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Well, what have you got? What's your big job for today?
Looking for a new car.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Every housewife's major day-to-day problem.
Yeah, that's it.
What are you thinking of going for?
Either a Rover 400 or a Mondeo.
Nice wheels.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I would say the Rover.
Would you? I'd probably say the Mondeo.
Really?
By way of sort of corporate balance.
I'd say red.
What?
I'd say red.
Yeah, Alan says go for...
I'm in red now.
There you go. Go for a red car. Right,
yeah,
have a good luck, Sharon. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Aiden.
Chrissy.
Well done, sir.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, you've won some Chris Miles Car Park catchphrase compost.
Cheers, Chris.
Yeah, no worries.
I much appreciate it.
Is there anything that you'd like as a prize?
Can I have one of your stunning mugs, if possible?
Well, do you know, I don't know, actually.
I don't know how many we've got, actually.
Rachel, yes or no, can you have a mug?
Yes.
There you go. Right, well done, you've got the mug.
Thanks very much. Just a big shout-out to the boys at Munro South.
At who, sorry? Right, so there you go. Thanks for playing. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catch Frizz on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
BBC Music Live presents the beautiful night.
There you go. Every last second of this.
Are we off the air?
I'm sorry about that. We just went under a bridge. So there you go.
What was that? Did that just stop or were you not paying attention?
I wasn't paying. Do you know what I was doing, actually? I was getting Dominic's Elvis track ready to sing. Because he chose a rubbish one. What are you going to choose?
Eight.
Track eight. Right, shall we listen to it first?
Again, some reflective listening.
Let's just listen to it first, shall we? Oh, dear.
Sounds rubbish.
That's not right, is it?
That's not a good sign at all. this, just listening to it, so you know where to come in. What's this?
No idea.
I've never heard
this. Joe's track, eh?
All right, 27.
What's that one?
I don't know what that was. It said it was You'll Never Walk Alone, wasn't that?
All right, here we go. Sing that rubbish.
Right.
You got the right CD cover there.
Well, I think it says Elvis Presley.
Well, yeah, but what's the song?
Blue Suede Shoes.
So how does Blue Suede Shoes start?
Well, it's one for money. Two for sure. Figure it
out. No, no, hang on. See, now, thank God we ran out of time the last few days.
Yeah.
See, what an embarrassment of yourself.
It is.
Your family name you're doing here.
I'm embarrassed.
What? Just tell me the words. Don't sing them.
Well, it's a one for the money. It's a two for the show.
No.
No, I'm going to read over there. A three to get ready. No, go, go, go.
Start again.
Well, it's a one for the money. No, that's wrong. Two for the show.
No, it's... Well, it's one for the money. Two for the show.
Three, get ready now, go.
I thought it was Go Cat.
Hi.
Dom, I thought it was Go Cat Rock. Go.
It is Go Cat Go.
You said Go Go Go, not Go Cat Go.
Look, do you want to sing this or not?
Yes, but not that one. That's rubbish.
Oh, well, which one do you want to sing?
22.
22.
Suspicious Minds.
Would you like to hear the track first?
A little bit.
Jesus, this is painful.
Okay, fine. Yep, go back. Fine.
Okay, fine.
Bit of echo, though, don't forget.
Go on.
Uh-huh. Good.
Ooh. How's that?
It's fine.
Is that all right for you?
Really sore throat.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Dominic Byrne is Elvis Presley.
We're caught in a trap.
Sorry about that. CD player's bust, obviously. Sorry, Dom. We best just leave it, and play a record. Sorry.
You said you wouldn't do that again.
No, I didn't do it. It's a CD. Listen.
CD's broken. What are the chances of having a technical problem?
I know. It's shocking, isn't it? I'm liking this. NERD. Is it NERD or Nerd?
I've heard it called both.
Right. That's Allard, and she wants to move. Talking of Allard moving, he'll be moving his ass today, finishing work early, I believe.
No.
Are you not?
No, finishing normal.
Tell everybody where you're going, you rock and roll radio star, you.
Going to New York.
For the weekend. And he gets the day off as well. Are you going to have any worries getting on the plane?
Yes, major worries. You know what I don't like, flying.
What's your problem, though? What's your main worry about not getting on the plane?
About not getting on the plane?
Yeah. Is it anything to do with the bag that you've brought? Look at the size of that bag!
The hell is that?
How many nights are you away for? How many nights?
Two.
Two nights? Look at the bag!
It's a suitcase, but...
Who's in there?
I wanted everything with me just in case.
I have never seen a bag that big for a two-night stay in my life. Look at this! How heavy is it, Scott?
Oh, stop
very,
it.
Very heavy.
It's not that.
What are you smuggling to New York? Baked beans? Toblerone? Good Lord.
It's like a small car.
Anyway, have a nice trip. I hope you're embarrassed. We'll see you on Monday. The Chris Moyle Show.